Welcome to the Let's Talk Guthrie County program. I'm Dallas County News Director Dustin Taze, and this is our conversation with West Central Valley Co-Superintendent Rusty Shockley. So West Central Valley has recently completed their school year, as a lot of area school districts kind of experienced throughout this past year was learning how to navigate safety, virtual learning, while also putting kids through school during a pandemic. So what was the last school year like for West Central Valley trying to navigate the COVID-19 pandemic?
I mean, I think it was a challenge for every school district, and West Central Valley's no different. I mean, when you started the year out, there was just a lot of unknowns and, you know, everything from, like you mentioned, the safety protocols that we had to put in place to jumping teachers into the virtual learning platform that they'd never done. You know, and then trying to keep things just as normal as possible for the students. So it was definitely a challenging year.
Now, in terms of those challenges, you know, we kind of just mentioned it with those safety measures and the virtual learning platforms. You know, what were some of the most difficult changes and adaptations that had to be made throughout the school year?
I mean, you know, we did everything from directional hallways to, you know, the water fountains are closed, you know, all those types of things. But I think, you know, starting the year out without masks and then having to move towards masks, I think that might have been one of our biggest challenges.
Now, in terms of those changes and challenges, you know, what would you want to say to the teachers and students as they navigated through that year and really rolled with the punches and the changes?
Oh, our staff and students were awesome all year. You know, they took everything in stride, you know, on a day-to-day basis with things coming out of the state. Protocols would change, and every one of our students and staff took it right in stride and did a phenomenal job.
Now, throughout this school year, as the virtual learning platforms were put into place and the safety protocols were put into place, is there anything from this last school year that staff or teachers might look to try to incorporate into the normal school, even if the pandemic subsides?
Well, we were actually fortunate because we went ahead and moved one-to-one. So a lot of the things that we did on the virtual end, teachers will still be able to incorporate in their classrooms, you know, on a day-to-day basis, you know, with their learning platforms and those types of things.
Now, in terms of, you know, going throughout this school year, while teaching was no doubt affected with students being quarantined and having to do the virtual learning, athletics were also affected throughout the year with games being canceled if someone was quarantined or ended up with the COVID-19 virus. So, you know, what did athletics look like throughout the year at West Central Valley?
You know, I think our athletics on that end, I think we were pretty normal. Yeah, we had some kids that were quarantined and had to miss out on things, you know, but for the most part, it was business as usual, you know, and you just went with the ones you had available.
Now, in terms of those student athletes, you know, what would you want to say to them as well as they also, you know, really adjusted to maybe having to perform their athletics differently or at the last minute realizing that they didn't have a game due to a positive case or a quarantine?
Well, I think you've got to commend, you know, all student athletes across the state of Iowa, you know, the things they had to endure this year. And, you know, and the biggest one is not being able to have all their family and friends at a lot of ball games. I think that's a huge piece of it.
Now, in terms of their performance of West Central Valley Athletics throughout the year, there were some notable performances. One that rises to the mind would be Grant Kaltreiter's performance at state golf and making it to state golf. So, you know, those specific athletes and teams that had those good performances this year, you know, how do you feel about those performances during a pandemic year?
It's not just Grant. You know, our soccer team was very, very successful this year and made it within a penalty kick of getting to the state tournament. So, you know, our kids are resilient as a whole. So, you know, they kind of rolled with the punches and did what they needed to do and just kept right on moving forward.
Now, as the superintendent, you are present for the school board meetings and you interact with the school board. You know, what were some of those challenges that the school board faced throughout the year that they had to learn how to navigate through?
You know, I think there's a lot of pieces that we had to navigate through, but I would go back to the decision we had to make in the late fall that was challenging for us was the decision to go to mass. It ended up being pretty unanimous, but, you know, if it weren't for the quarantining piece, I don't know that it would have been.
Now, in terms of the next school year, I know people, they are enjoying their break off during the summertime, but what might the next school year look like in terms of those return to learn plans or safety protocols when the school year rolls back around in August?
I think a lot's going to depend on what the governor does, you know, with some of the things, whether she leaves some in place and, you know, removes more, or what it's all going to look like. But I think, you know, at West Central Valley, our plan is to get things back to as normal as possible for the students' benefit.
Now, while it was a rough year due to the pandemic and all the changes, you know, for you, were there any positives that could be taken out of the COVID-19 pandemic and going to school at the same time?
I just think, you know, it's about a small community and people coming together to try and get things done, whether it's students, staff, community, the board, you know, all of those people, you know, that have a stake in it, trying to get our students, you know, to the end line, which is graduation. And I think, you know, we did it pretty admirably throughout the year.
Now, in terms of that, West Central Valley was able to hold a pretty normal graduation back in May. You know, how did that feel to be able to give that to the kids after they had a lot of their experiences altered throughout the year, but be able to come back and give them, you know, a more normal graduation?
It was awesome for our kids and our families to have the ability to be here to watch those students, you know, as they took that step forward in life.
Now, kind of just one last question here. What do you want people to know and what would you like to say about the upcoming school year in August and what people should expect?
I think, you know, here at West Central Valley, we're going to try and keep things as normal as possible. And we're looking forward to having all kids back in the building, you know, for our normal learning that occurs from year to year.
And that was our conversation with West Central Valley Co-Superintendent Rusty Shockley. You can find this story online at raccoonvalleyradio.com. We would like to thank Rusty for joining us on the Let's Talk Guthrie County program.